Kumlan and Black Gemara, we're up to the Gemara here, and we're talking about here an animal, the mumin, different mumin that allows you to eat the b'chayr, and we're talking about watery eyes, and we said that 80 days, and you have to, according to Rav Chanina ben Antignas, you have to check it three times within the 80 days, and if it, any of those occasions it wasn't watery, then it means it's only a temporary mum, and even if it comes back, it's just a reoccurring temporary mum.
What's the idea of the idea in the 40s that... We have months, we deal with months.
Not 40, it's 80 days. Yeah, one opinion says 40 days, yeah.
Yes, yeah, but what is the idea of the IQ?
This is a fact, this is the cure.
Well, it's a nature, you're saying it's a nature.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, yeah. Three times in 8 days. It has to be, you can do it after 5 days and after 20 and then after 80. You have to do it, divide the 80 days into multiples of the three, like every 20, roughly every 27 days. We said yesterday that we just found out that Shmuel had a brother called Pinchas. He doesn't get mentioned anywhere. And we have figured out now why. Shmuel, he asked him an interesting question. What about, you're telling me that you have to do this, give this antidote, and there's only one kind of antidote you can give from a say a bottle, it has to be from a rain field, and it has to be firstly the moist fodder and then the dry fodder, and if it doesn't get cured, then it's a permanent mum. Otherwise, we have no means of testing whether it's a permanent mum or not. So l'chayda ochav alayitze, he ate it and it did not get cured. The question is l'mafrei havimum. So how does it work? Is the pshat that this is purely a sign that there's a mum all along, or is the pshat is that you try these three medicines and it worked, that mum starts from right now? L'mafrei havimum, that one is retroactive from back then, from the first moment you saw the mum, or y'mikan l'habomum, from when you once established 80 days ago, and you didn't get cured, then you establish as a mum. L'mayin avkimina, or 3 months, whatever it was. L'mayin avkimina, what is the difference? The fact is right now it's a mum, and previously it was a suffering mum. L'mimol b'pidyonai. What happened? You set aside money straight away, and you said, look, this money is, I'm setting aside, that it's a mum. This becomes the pidyon for it, which means the money now belongs to Hegdish. If it became, it was a mum back then already. And if it belongs to Hegdish and you use it for yourself, you're stealing from Hegdish. I'm the mafre, I'm a mum that's retroactive, then more you stole from Hegdish. But the imikanal above mum, if the mum only starts from right now, then loy moyel, because till now the money wasn't holy yet. Mai, what are you doing? Kodi Shmuel Olay. Shmuel said about his brother, I'm going to assume it's his younger brother, he said to him, Pischi bozu boz, that the lame people, the limping people, they will be plundered. In other words, I can learn, as the Rabbeinu Geshem yesterday says, that he didn't come even close to Shmuel's knowledge and breadth of understanding, and so on and so forth. In fact, he used the word klum, like nothing, not even less, it's nothing. And then suddenly he outsmarted Shmuel. Shmuel didn't have an answer for him. I don't know, is that a compliment? Is this a criticism? What's he trying to say here? Because he called him Pischim. He called him you lame one, which is a big insult. Then he said, Boz, but you won me this time. So I don't know. Anyway, so now we know why Pichas never ventured to say anything else with Shas again. Doesn't like these kind of compliments. Says the Mishnah, okay, now let's continue. We talked about the eye, now let's continue with the nose. Choit maya nose, shaniki, that was punctured. According to the Rashi, it was punctured on the outside of the nostrils. Remember, it has to be visible. We learned before, having a call, practical, it has to be visible and it has to be permanent. Shanivgim, or that it was a pagam, but it has to be something missing. A chson has to be missing, or a crack. Even nothing missing. Svam by the lips, shanikva, now again, the same thing, punctured, or shanivgim, or there was something a little bit missing, or shanivgim, a crack. Even though it says we're talking about, according to Rashi, we're talking about the outer walls of the nostrils. Even though the Lashon Zeh Toich doesn't really sound that way. But that's how Rashi learns. Maybe others learn differently. But if it's the part, the dividing part in the, inside the nostrils, between the two nostrils, nobody can see that. Ain't a mum, because it's not, again, it's not visible.
This is actually what they do to put a ring in.
A ring, that's right. Svasai, a lip, shenikva. Svasai, a lip, shenikva, that was punctured, shenivgima, that again, that was a piece of missing, cracked. I'm going to pop a toida, bro, the sifsei. He says that it was that it has to be a long line, not a wide line, when we say that it's cracked. I don't know if I picture exactly what it means, but exactly what kind of cut that is. Okay, this is the next mission we had before. Chuti nachitzeini is the way we learn, where Rashi learns, machlekes are shiny, but Rashi learns is the outer gums. Because the outer gums are visible. Shenifgamu, the part is missing. Shenifgamu, that was cut. But what about the pneumium, the inner gums? Over there, if there's a cut, there's no way you can see it. Remember we had before the mother, if he screams, he opens his mouth, if you can see it or not. Poor. Oh, but Shenekru, if the inner gums were completely pulled out, then when he opens his mouth wide and screams, it is visible. The Rambam learns talking about teeth. All talking about the outer teeth and the inner teeth. Says that from the TM, the twins are the molar teeth in the back of your mouth. You don't check beyond that because that's called even the molar teeth themselves you don't check out. Says, what exactly are these twin teeth? From behind that, the teeth themselves, kalifnim. That is considered mum shabasais. It's not a mum. We had before kafasoy. Rabbi Shua ben Kafasoy says, ein shaychtin ella lechitzenes bilvad. Rabbi Shua, he says that you do not, and we already said before what a pshat is, we'll say it again here. What Rabbi Shua ben Kafasoy is saying. Remember, we made a chilik between disqualifying you from the mizbeach or from being matted to a coin. He says disqualifying from the mizbeach if it's a problem, let's say, but there's not enough yet to be matted to a coin. He has to wait for another mum. So if you have something with a sheikh and elach and about to shecht in his back, no, you can only shecht in the outer teeth. And right now, the Gemara doesn't know the chilk between shechting and you don't shecht for the koyin to keep it only if you see the outer teeth. We don't know right now yet there's a chilk between shechting or. What do you call it? Disqualifying his bech or using for the coin. What's he saying? They're saying the same thing. A few words are missing. I should learn. What's considered the inner teeth? From the molar teeth and inward, with the aim is asking the name. When do we say that? There was something missing or was cut. But the inner teeth were pulled out completely. The gums were pulled out. That's a mum, that's a disqualifying mum. And the coin can eat based on that because it's considered mum shibagoli. When the animal opens its mouth and screams, you can see that the whole back part is missing. A cut you won't see. These are b'chayde. Do a little bit kachim. No, same b'kachim as well. Rabbi Shua ben Kafasoy Emel ein shoych din el al chetzein. What's he saying? For a koyin to eat it, you can only eat it if it's visible on the outside. Abo pnimi shenekru. Well, if the molars were or the gums were completely eradicated, mishchit alay lo shchinen. To say to the koyin, okay, you have a mum, go ahead and eat. We won't say. Abo lefsuli mifsul. But for the mezbech, it does disqualify it. Comes along a chinuch thing. It says doesn't even disqualify mezbech. It's not a mum. What about if a part of the animal is missing, but it's an internal organ? An internal organ is a mum shebesese. Is that considered a mum or not? But an entire avid is missing. How do we view that? Says the Gemara. You'll see. Lemai, what are we talking about? Ilipchay, you want to know whether this qualifies the pchay from going on the mizbech and whether it allows the koyin to eat it. Piseach, or even if it says finish the party, had to qualify the cloud. It has to be something either limping or blind, a visible mum. Ilikachim, we're talking about stam kabonis, avedis, or shavuos, is clearly blind or broken. Again, the same thing, it has to be a visible mum. Ksiv, so I think about you right. Lishchute vili ifruke loyen boilan. To be able to shecht it for a pchayr or to redeem it from kachim say possible based on a psul that nobody can see, it's not a mum. Kima boilan leif suli. Now that you told us that there's a different category of mumin when it comes to disqualifying from mizbech, then the category of mumin that comes to allow the kohen to eat it. So tell me, does this fit into the category of karbana of psulim that disqualifies from mizbech? My, what's the shaila? Because it says a pasuk where he has before. It says a pasuk tamim yiel l'rotz. It says a pasuk that it should be whole when if you want to will for Hashem. And the next part of the pasuk is kamum l'yibay. So if the emphasis is on tamim yiel l'rotz, it has to be whole. And this isn't whole. And Eber is missing. Amarach mama tamim in chasan life is missing something. It's possible. Aydilma, or do you read the entire pasuk as one phrase? Tamim yiel l'rabbis kamum l'yibay. It says what? It says what kind of tamim do we mean? That kamum l'yibay. And what do we know by mumim? Which kind of mumim is disqualified? Only chitzonis mumim, only visible ones. So when is it a problem of tamim that's lacking in tamim? If a mum is there. a visible mum, but an internal mum is not a chsarin. Ma mum evroi, just like mum from the outside, a chsarin evroi. So it also has to be from the outside. Toshma kumen hem. It says in Pasik that v'shtei hakloye is the two kidneys and the fats and everything else on the sides. You bring it up on the mizbech and the diaphragm, and then it says the end of the Pasik is al hakloye is on the cloy. Everything in plural. Yasi ren no, you should take it away and put it on the mizbech, which sounds is only singular. So the Gemara wants to know. Gemara says like this. It says in Pasik v'shtei hakloye is, but v'loy bal kuyach. If you have an animal only has one kidney, or v'loy bal shalko only has three kidneys, you cannot bring them as bech. The Tanya Idach, we learned in another place, Yasiren no, you should take it, the kidney, and put him as bech in singular. The Rabbi is bal kuyachas. Another place seems to argue, so that even if the animal only has one kidney, you put it on the mizbech. So Cheder, what's the crux of their argument? So Cheder, Savrua. So right now we thought Kuli Yalma. This goes back to address your question about an internal Aver is missing. Savrua, and we thought the Kuli Yalma. Everyone agrees. Ain bedia kacha. There's no way in the world that an animal could have been born with one kidney. Must be the hamechzer chaser. Definitely it had two, and now one of them is missing. So an internal organ is missing. And that's a machlekes. Lema b'halka mifli. Ma'asav ha'chesaron mifni shmei chesaron. That if it's missing one, it's a chesaron, and therefore you cannot bring him as beach. Or ma'asav ha'chesaron mifni lo yishmei chesaron. And therefore, even yasir ena, you can bring one kidney and onto the mizbech. Maybe that's a machlekes. So Gemara is going to reject it and come up with all kinds of alternative explanations. Omer v'chi ba yisiv nei. I can argue. Everyone agrees. Yesh ber yebachas. An animal could have been born with one. There's nothing missing here. The chsaron bebefnim shmei chsaron, and generally speaking, maybe if something is missing, it takes according to everybody, it's a chsaron, it's a mum. But here, nothing missing. Lakasha, what's machlekes? Kan kishen nivra b'shtayin. Not even arguing. The first brisa that says that it's disqualified if it only had one mum, an animal that was born with two, and then now one is missing. So one is missing. It's possible. Kishen nivra b'shtayin. The chasr now is missing. Kan the other brisa that says that a single kidney is good enough. So I was born that way. Kishen nivra b'achas mikore. That's how I was born. That's how I was created. Freddy Gemara, but in that, but Dumia de Shalosh Tani, in that Braisa, when it talks about other psalm, it talks about an animal, a three legged animal. Ma Shalosh Mikara, just like three legged animal is born that way. Af Achaz Mikara, so those also talking about a single kidney is born that way. And yet the Braisa says, the first Braisa says it's possible. Ella, I'll give another explanation. Hocha, here we're talking about Yesh Berya, we're talking about it was created by Achaz, it was created one. Mikara, chemically, that goof is a machlekes. That's a machlekes. Is it possible for an animal to be born with one kidney? Everyone agrees that if it's born with two, missing one is possible. And the shaila here is the first braisa holds that a one kidney is like a three legged. Masava yesh ber yebachas holds that it's possible. That's the second braisa, and therefore it's kosher. Or masava ein ber yebachas, it can't be, and therefore it's possible. You ask me what's the possible thing that it doesn't happen. You can't be born with one kidney. Exactly. We'll see later in the motor. Sometimes they did that. Rabbi Yechem says, the kuli alma ain't better yibach. Another explanation. Everyone knows an animal cannot be born with one kidney. Everyone holds every star, but two came down to one. It's possible. No, so what's going to happen? One Bryce says that one single kidney is kosher. So that is two. So even small, it's still two. It's still, but still two. No, it doesn't have that second one. It doesn't have the second one. Only has one.
Would that be a moment if the second one is not developed?
It doesn't say. You know, by human, you can live on one kidney. People donate their kidneys all the time. Maybe an animal is different, yeah. Yeah, true, yeah. Thank God for that, okay. Well, achash, if it went missing before you shechted an animal, then the animal is possible. If it went missing after you shechted it, then the animal is possible. You can continue. Once you shechted the animal properly, then somehow or another went missing, and you can only bring one kidney onto the mizbech, you can proceed with the avodah. Freddy Gemara. Well, achas chita, even though you shechted it, if it's kaidim kabbalah, before you receive the blood, mishari, and it went missing, he's a mutter. So how can you have a case of only one kidney? If somebody gives a nip on the ear of a part, he shechted it properly, anything else. But then, before he had a chance to accept the blood, they made a mum on the b'chayr. Puzzle! That means even b'shas a kabbalah, we need the animal to be full. And if a kidney went missing between the shechit and the kabbalah, the animal should be disqualified.
Well, don't you? Kabbalah
Sadam is the blood that you're going to take to the Mizbech, yeah.
Yeah, but presumably one assumes it's the blood. So how do you have time to take
it? Somehow or another, it happened very quick. Another coin is working in the other end. Shneimer says, "V'lokach medam hapar." You should take from the blood of the par. What do you mean the par? Hapar shahaya kvar. The par that was there before with all of its milus. No chasarim. Has to be the whole par. No, you're right. The first one is talking about went missing before you took Kabbalah Sadam. It's taka disqualified. And that's why you cannot bring Mizbech, the remaining kidney. The other one's talking about that Bishas Kabbalah Sadam, everything was intact. And between the Kabbalah Sadam and the next stage, the Zrika, it went missing. Even then, is it permitted? But Tanya, didn't we learn? Said Tommy, it says the Pasik. It says in Pasi that a set, tamim, if you have a complete set, a male ben shana, zocha ben shana, it has to be tamim, in the case of a zocher, and a ben shana year old. Yilachem. So we learn from this, sheyehei tamim ben shana, it has to be tamim and ben shana. B'shashchit, it has to be at that stage during the shechting. Umanayim b'kabola v'haylocha v'azoya, I know that the next three processes of Avodah has also to be tamim complete. And that means the animal shouldn't be missing anything till after the sprinkling. And also it should be a year old. Tamalayim yiyeh, sheyiyu kol hava yosef tam. That every activity you can do with this animal, the animal should still remain whole. Ben Shana, year old. So, Lucheda, and you said a minute ago that you want to learn the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about that before the Zrika, the kidney went missing, as long as after Kabbalah, it's all right. Says, so you want to know, this din, that it has to be the same all the way through, is not talking about regarding the din of Tamim, because that, once the Kabbalah happened, we don't care anymore. It's regarding the din of Ben Shana. Tagima Ben Shana has to remain a year old till after the spring. How can that be? How can it be that he's a year old at Kabbalah Sadam, and then suddenly he's over a year old when it comes to sprinkling? Hochin, I'm established in a minute. The time we learned, I'm sure Amy said, call us walking the any carbon the tide, Shinishtaim, and Kazai's boss went missing, and as long as you remain behind, a Kazai is a meat, and the rest came tummy or something, or got lost. A Kazai is Chaylev, or a Kazai is the fats that can go on the Mizbech. Either a Kazai is for the person to consume, or the owner, or a Kazai is for the Mizbech. Zaydik is Adam, you proceed to spray the blood. If nothing remained, you don't spray the blood. Could be led. You ain't busted, ain't dam, ain't dam. And busted, we don't care if it's Michael Adam or Michael was bad. But there has to be a little bit of busted left. And we say, yet we see that what everything else is missing, you can spray. So he said, Tomim. Must be a Tomim. He's referring to Ben Shana. Shmamino. How could it be? But let me see. If you leave it over the next day, it's halon and everything else. Everything has been on the same day. So how can it be 1 year old when it came to the shechting and then to be over a year old when it comes to the next stages? How can that be? Must be a maravas. They said, "Medrash." Only one possible conclusion: Shai's paisle bekachim. When it comes to kachim, we don't look at the 24-hour period day. We look at they were born 3:30 in the afternoon. They become a year old 3:30 in the afternoon, and at 3:31, you do the kabbalah puzzle. Yeah, kabbalas. Yes. So it appears. Or don't wait till the last minute. If it has been shana, bring it 9 months, not the last day. Let us say this whole question that you had. If an aver is an organ is missing inside, if it's possible or not. Lema ketanoi, it's actually a gora. Machleik is tanoim. It hasn't possible. Umoch, we had a recently a moch. If it's kvetched, the kosses, if it's totally crushed. The nasuk, if it's a little bit cut, if a cut is completely cut. Kulam, the bayim, these are four psalm we had before the mother. You can have kodos after, remember, mechametz achar mechametz, and kodos achar nosuk, because nosuk is only cut inside and kodos is cut outside. Kulam, the bayim, they're all talking about the testicles. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Bebayim, veloy begid. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to. When it comes to the testicles, the testicles are internal, and yet you say what, that it's possible, and if it's the male membrane, you're going to tell me the male organ, you're going to tell me that these psulim are not possible. That's mamash visible. It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara, you're right. Ema av bebeim, not only in the gid, but also in the beim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Eimer kulam begid. Rabbi Yaakov said they're all talking about the gid. In fact, what happens in the beim is considered concealed, and it's not a mum. Rabbi Yisayim, Rabbi Yisayim, depends. Mauch the kosus, whereas, you know, it's squished or crushed, is at the baim, because you can recognize them in the baim as well if the testicles are crushed. Aber nosug the kodos, if it's cut internally, you can't really tell from the outside, is only begid in, and bebeim loy, not in the baim. My laughs. What's going on here? Bahokim is machlekes. Masavach chsaron bebefinim shmei chsaron. One of them holds that chsaron inside is a chsaron. That's why beim is a psula b'yuda. Umasav aloy shmei chsaron. And the other ones, the one says only begid holds. It's not a chsaron. Pasha. This is machlekes. Internal organs. Whether if something is missing is a pasul. Talking about a tizbura nur rabbi yisim makasavar. You explain the first two opinions. The b'yuda says a beim is a psul because an internal organ missing is also a psul. And rabbi yisim says. What do you call it? Rabbi Lezer and Yaakov says, no, it has to be all visible and an internal one is not a problem. Fine. And Rabbi Yisi makes a distinction between Moch V'Kosses and Nosek V'Kodos. So what's going on over here? Rabbi Yisov, Iksov V'Chor Mefinish Mechzor and Afil Nosek V'Kodos. If he holds a Chzor and then even Nosek V'Kodos also should be a Psul. And Iksov Alavsh Mechzor and Afil Moch V'Kodos and Amilai. They're all talking about Mumish V'Goloi. Everyone maybe holds that... that maybe chsaron is also an internal organ is also a psul. They're only arguing about how whether it's a mum. Rabbi Yehuda saw a moch the kosus having mum. They hold a moch the kosus is a mum. Actually, the way Poshtip Shadim is now, everyone holds that a mum should be says it is not a mum. Even though Rashi says mum says it is a mum, it's hard to understand the Gemara. Everyone knows a mum should be says it is not a mum, and the question is whether these extend mum should be goli. And this is machlekes. Ma, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even the beyim is a mum. Why? Because it's visible. How mor the kotzes having mum the mikavtsin? Because you can see that it shrinks. So you can see from outside that there's something different about the testicles. So therefore, the mum begoli. And nosu the kotzes having mum the hotliin. You can tell from the outside because it's the testicles are no longer in the right place. They're hanging in the suspended and no longer attached to the top. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Sarah Lezer have holds more of the kosos is not a mum. Why did we call it nami zim did we kaft? And even if it's there, a lot of times you find it shriveled up. It's not necessarily a sign of a mum. And also we call it la mum did we call it nami zim Italian. Sometimes also it looks like it's suspended even though it isn't. So it's no raya. But Rabbi Yehi says not a mum shibgoli. And Rabbi Yehi says more of a kosos having mum. But he holds that it is a mumma. Why? Because the halesnu, the fact is that there's no testicles there anymore. So there's something missing. It's crushed completely. And also because they're there, just they're not in the right place. There's a suspended. La havi mumma da istnu. The fact is they are there. Okay, back to the Gemara. Mishnah. Nifse, we continue now with different. What happens? They used to have the male membrane, by an animal has some kind of membrane over it, and there's a hole in that membrane, a cover. Oh yeah, royosh on the cave, or the female animals where its genitals are. And we're not talking about a b'chur, obviously, there's only cave got b'chur. We're talking about those kabanas that have an akeva. And I'm talking about, let's say, a Kar Mishlam, Rashi says. So, if in that area right around it, there's a these are all mumim. Nivgim hazon of mina etzem. And what happens also in the tail, in the vertebrae, there's something missing, that's a problem. Avolemina pedic, but in the joints between the vertebrae, there's something happening, that's not a problem. Oisharoj zon of mefatzel. Or, for example, the tip of the tail. It's exposed, the skin and all the meat is gone, all you see is the bone. Suddenly there's a space between each vertebrae and the tail. This with flesh there. Molly etzba, the width of a finger, that's too much, and therefore these are all mumim. He said that this, we said before, the male membrane. Male organ is nivgem, if there's something missing, if it's not taken away, if it's removed, it's not a psul. If the whole thing is removed, that psul could grow back. It's talking about there's a pagam in it. The loy zachrus tanya. What we learned nivgim the loy nitl kiss that the kiss was not taken the loy zachrus no zachrus taken then it's if it's taken it's not a mum. Why can it grow that back? There's a story being in a place shenot lezev that the zev of wolf came along and took away the entire membrane the chazal esana and it grew right back. So therefore, it's only if it's a pagam that it doesn't grow back. But if you remove completely, it grows back. Nivga hazama min etzem. if it was exposed at the end, just a bone, tana, and then we said over there about a finger between each vertebrae, tana etzbash umra, what's the size of a finger? Echad marbo betefash galadim. We're talking about there's a tefach made up of four fingers. So we're talking about a quarter of a tefach. So we remember we learned that it's four thumbs or five fingers. So we're talking about the four. When he said the four, we're talking about the four thumbs that make up a tefach. So we're talking about a thumb. So the Gemara, that's that much space between one vertebrae and the next. It's ipsul. When do we have to know this thing about an etzba? Is the size of an egoidal the size of a thumb? First, we need to know in chelis when it comes to tzitzis. The Tanya, we learned, if you remember, one of the odd things where the halach is like Shammai rather than Hillel, we learned, kama chutinu noisen. This is like something that every yid does. How many strings should one put by the tzitzis? Be Shammai im abba four, which is what we do. We have four long strings, we divide in half is eight. On be sila im shloisha. Be sila says only three, which is six. And we all follow Shammai. The kama tehe mishaleshes. How much should be hanging down? The minimum should be hanging down. Or others learn how much, how far from the kanaf should it be? You know, how much into the kanaf should it be with the, you know, with the tied up the hole? Beishamay says arba, it should be four fingers, and Beisula says shalosh v'shalosh, three and a third, or shalosh v'shalosh, three and a third. Basil, I mean, echad ma'arba b'tefach. Basil says a quarter of a tefach should call adam of every single person. So he's saying, when I say three and a third, I'm talking about the thumbs, which a quarter of a tefach, which is a thumb. Take three thumbs and then a third of that, a third of a thumb. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, actually, we're not talking about that at all. The Tesis goes in here, and Menachos is much longer. How do you work out these four? Is it, you know, plus Tchelis, or the Tchelis included in these four? Or because then, if that's the case, if it's not included, then we're actually passing like Hill. Three, when he said three, he meant three Lavan, and one Tchelis is which is what we do. Machlek is if one chelis folds over into two, or one chelis is just one, is a seventh or a quarter. Machlek, I'm another shayin, the rabbit. But then we follow Hill. If you learn that it included chelis, then we're following Shammai. Okay. We were right. So that's what we have within of our echam abo, our thumb. You know what else we have a thumb regarding the two yardsticks that now we learn what's a shteyamis? There were two yardsticks in Shushan Abida. You remember the Shushan Abida was on top of the Mizbech, on top of the base of Midrash. They had it in the front gate. They had it like an ornament, the Shushan Abida, to give homage to the government there for allowing them to build the second base of Midrash. And they had over there the storage. Achaz, they had one yardstick al keren mizrachet tzvaynis. They had one on the northeastern side. Achaz al keren mizrachet and one on the southeastern side. Al keren mizrachet tzvaynis on the northeastern side. Hoysa yiseida al shel moishe chasi etzba. They were a bit more generous and they had an extra half a finger. Uj al keren mizrachet tzvaynis. And on the southeastern corner they had yiseida aleha, another chasi etzba. So one was only a half a finger greater than Moshe Rabbeinu's yardstick, and the other one was a full finger. And why? And these fingers, again, we're talking about a thumb. So why did you have it to have the whole thing here? When the umnim would come in, they would take the material from the base, they'll come and give an assessment, and they would take materials to build something. What happens if they miscalculate or whatever it is? If they use exact yardstick from Moshe Rabbeinu, and they give back, you know, if Shalit Samson, they give back a drop less, comes out they stole. Even though they didn't really steal, it's unintentional, but it's unintentional, still stealing, you're shaking. And even though it's not really stealing because it's poida, you can be poida, what do you call it? Shmuel says, you know, even on a chita achas, even on less, but it doesn't matter, still it looks like a milah. So what they did was, when they took from the base of Midrash, they measured the smaller yardstick. But when they gave back, they measured with the larger yardstick, so they could never get, you know, they wouldn't end up any material of their own. Of the base of Midrash with them. So why do you have two separate yardsticks, different measurements? Chodah, the kaspazova, which is very expensive. We didn't want the woman to lose too much money, so we made a half etzba. The chodah, the stamp materials, they were a bit more generous on a finger. But again, here we have measurements of a finger. He says, what is this thing of a finger for? We learned in this mission here, it says if you have a space between the vertebrae, mole etzba, what kind of etzba? We're talking about a quarter of a tefach, which is a thumb. Mishnah, ein le beyim. What happens if it doesn't have any testicles at all? This is how we learn parts of the Mishnah. Or he has one testicle, is a mum. That's what Tanakhama holds, it's a mum. The Gemara is going to ask, if one testicle is a mum, you have to tell me there's no testicles. So we'll soon see. Rabbi Shmuel Lai Mishra says, Im yesh le shnei kisim, if there are two sacks, yesh le beis beim. Definitely, that every sack must have a testicle, so therefore it's definitely kosher. Ein le shnei kisim, ein le beachas. If it's missing two sacks, only has one. It only has one if it's a puzzle. A mum. So, he agrees with Tanakhama that it only has one, it's a moon, but he disagrees. There are two, even though there's nothing inside there, it's definitely there was, or there is somewhere, you can't see it. Abakiva says, no, we can do a test. Mashiva al Akuza, you make it sit down on his backside, and you crush down. Im yesh beya, say for lots of, there's a beya there, it will eventually come out. Mai said it was a story, shemiyach velayotze, it didn't come out. Nishchata the shechted, vinimitzaz, the vuka bixol, he found that it was attached to the flanken, to the side of there, to the loins. The heated Abakiva Kiva said, oh, now that I agree is possible because it didn't come down. We did the test, it didn't come down. That means as if it's not there. So it's a mum. And therefore, the coin can eat it. And but Asr Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri, he said, the fact that it's still there is possible. But Hashta, I don't understand the Tanakhama. Hashta, ein le beyachas omrit havi mumma. You tell me if there's only one beya. It's a mum. Ein le klal mi boya. If there's no beyim at all, you tell me there's a mum. What are you for? The Merchusin Mechel, missing. Vachi, Tony. This is how he learned. This is Tanakam saying it. What happens? It doesn't have both bayim in two separate sacks. It has two bayim, but in one sack. Or it only has one bayim in one sack. It's a mum. Comes Rabbi Shmuel and says, "Yesh loy beis." Where I disagree with you is this part. Yesh loy beis kisim. But you do. It's a fact. Yesh loy beis bayim. Even though we don't see it. But ein lele kisech, I agree with you, kimisha ein lele beachas dami, and therefore it's possible. But also, kilomema, be a dua, and we know, and we don't say we know. There's no facts. You take a test. Don't walk around blindly, blind faith. You know, this is a fact, even though you can't see it. Azay is this. No such thing about it. Everything has to be tested. Can't make any theories. It has to be facts. Meshiva al akuza, you're sitting down. Umemayach, you give a kvetch. Im yesh bey, and you push him down. Im yesh bey, say for lots of this. Do the test. If there is one, it'll come down. And if it didn't come down, even though it's there, it's possible. It happened in the city called Piran. According to Tyson, Potter and a bull of Beit Menachem, Shemiyeh, they did his test. Well, Yotzin come out. This is the case in our mission. They found it attached on the sides. On the loins, we heat it. Rabbi Kiva said, nope, it is as if there's no testicle there. And therefore, it's mutav. We had this very interesting, a philosophical argument. What's better, to be a machmir when it comes to treifus or to be a mekel? So Rabbi Kiva said, "Yechanuri, you're being machmir. You're not allowing the coin to eat it. Ad masai ata mechala memoinah Yisrael. You're taking away money from eating. They could have eaten this animal, and now you make them not eat this animal. You're taking. You have rachmanis eating your geld. Rabbi Kiva, nu fakert ad masai the meichel Yisrael nevelis. You're giving it to your treif because it's not a coin shouldn't be eating this because there's no mum there, and that's more important than eating your geld. Make sure that you keep kosher." What kind of veilus? La mishcha shachter, the shachter it. El treifus, give him some treif. La yisa treifus, it's not treif either. He's not going to treif. The question is whether it was a slip chayr or whether it's a disqual. El ad motzim achiso kachim bechut. Next mission about chomish agayim. If it has five legs, oisha ein lay el shalish. We're going to learn tomorrow normal time. Oisha ein lay el shalish three, which are ragl of klutas. If you have five legs, which is the psul, or it only has three legs, or shiragl of klutas, or if it's round, circular, like a donkey, or hashachel vahakosl. What is that? Says the Mishnah, ezer shachel shenishmata yerechay, that the thigh fell down, that it slipped out of its socket, or vahakosl shachas mirachayim, you have one thigh taller than the other. All these are mumim. When we say that it's five-legged, three-legged, is a problem. It won't be a problem. It's only a problem regarding it's a mum that, but you can eat it. It's not treif. Remember we learned before in chulin that these are actually make the animal treif. So he says a chilik of the four legs or the hind legs. When do we say that it's not treif? The four legs is not treif, but it's a mum. So therefore, the kohen can eat this b'chol. Avo beregel treif and amavi. But if it's in the behind legs, it's treif. The chol yasi cannot lom. And we learned that if it's extra, it's as if it's missing. When we say that it's round, like a donkey, it is possible. Even if it's split hooves, but if it's round, I forgot this dikin. It's a mum. You lot eat it, it's not treif, but it's a mum, and therefore it's no longer kodesh. Vashochel, vakosel, tell them what we learned. Eze kosel, veze shochel. What is a shochel? Shenishmata yerechai, that your thigh slipped out from the socket. And kosel, shiragle echad betecha kessel, viragle echad algabe kessel. One leg is higher than the other. Why is one leg higher than the other? Because one slipped out and it's higher. Or it's raised higher up in the socket. We learned Hasarua. We learned Hasarua in the Rashi Chumash says one eye is bigger than another. But really, it's an example. Any Aver, one Aver is larger than the other Aver. The Hakolut, if it's round, Sarua, Shenishtar Bibla Yerechai. What's Sarua? That one, that the hip is sort of out of location, so the thigh, his leg, is much longer. If it's round like a donkey or like a horse. We'll just do the last Mishnah and stop. Nishbar etzem yodai, the hand, the bone in the hand broke. Etzem raglein, the bone in the foot. Afal pisha ainu nikir, if even though you cannot, it's not visible. Mumin eilu mona ayala biyavli. Remember, we had a mission a few parakim ago that the only guy that we trust that he's allowed to get paid to judge, adjudicate regarding mumin is ayala and yavli, because he's a chassid and we don't suspect that he would charge, you know, and we tell how much he can charge. So this guy, he came along and said that the bone is cracked. Even though you cannot really see from the outside, it is the b'chayr is no longer kaidush. And why is that? Because we'll explain, when it does work, we can tell that it's limping, we can tell that it's not really functioning properly. So it's a little bit visible. The hoidu lechachamim, because he was the expert, the chachamim were made at him. Then he came along with a few more. The oid gimel hoisit. He said, look guys, I have three more women. Omru lei leishamanu. We never heard these before. But it doesn't matter. He said it, and then came the halacha. Eles, elu. We only heard the ones we mentioned before. We never heard the ones you're about to mention. Shagalgul einag ogul kishal adam. If the eye of an animal is round, circular, like a human, it is no longer considered a kachim. Or piv daimik kishal chazir. The mouth is similar to a chazir. Again, it's round, not like a human mouth. Or not like a normal animal mouth. Ushenitl reiv hamedaber b'shoyne. The most of the wagging part of the tongue was missing. And these three are also psulim, and the kasidim mumim shibigoli can open his mouth. You see that part of the tongue. And what happened was, then bezin shalacherein amru harei zemum. The bezin afterwards says, this is a mum.